Welcome back to the Canada Immigration News Podcast, where we bring you the latest immigration updates from across the country. In this episode, we'll cover Alberta's nomination certificate limits and healthcare worker invitations, British Columbia's increased funding for early childhood educators, Sudbury's latest rural and northern immigration pilot draw, and new data on the closing employment gap between newcomers and Canadian-born workers. Let's dive in. Alberta announces PNP nomination limits and healthcare draw. On May 22, 2024, Alberta published an update on the Alberta Advantage Immigration Program, AIP, nomination certificate limits. For 2024, the AIP has an allocation of 9,750 nominations, the same as last year's. Additionally, on May 1, 2024, Alberta invited 40 candidates under the dedicated healthcare pathway with a minimum score requirement of 305 points. This year, the province has invited 499 candidates through the AAIP Express entry streams. British Columbia increases funding for early childhood educators. On May 24, 2024, the Government of British Columbia announced additional funding to support early childhood educators, ECEs. The ECE Education Support Fund will receive an extra $45 million, benefiting new ECE students and those upgrading their credentials. The fund, managed by Early Childhood Educators of BC, provides up to $5,000 per semester for eligible ECE students. An additional $11 million is allocated for new and ongoing professional learning opportunities, supporting the ECE Peer Mentoring and Early Years Professional Development Bursary programs. Sudbury's latest RNIP draw. On May 16, 2024, the City of Greater Sudbury held a new round of invitations in the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot, RNIP. In this round, Sudbury considered 34 candidates, 19 through the conventional stream and 15 through the limited stream, with minimum scores of 100 and 170 points, respectively. This year, Sudbury has invited a total of 450 applicants and has recommended around 840 individuals under the RNIP since the program's launch. Employment gap closing for newcomers. New data reveals that the employment rate of newcomers to Canada is catching up to that of Canadian-born workers. Between November 2010 and November 2022, the employment rate for new immigrants increased by 12.7%, compared to a 4.2% increase for Canadian workers. The most recent labor force survey shows that the smallest employment rate gap between the two groups occurred in December 2021, with newcomers achieving a 79.6% employment rate, while Canadian-born workers had an 85.8% rate. Factors contributing to this include expanding the two-step immigration process, changes to Canada's immigration selection process, and a strong Canadian labor market. That's all for this episode of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. Stay tuned for more updates and in-depth analysis on the latest immigration developments across the country. Until next time, stay informed and engaged.